Hey, how's it going, everybody? I am going to be discussing Squid Game today. So, if you haven't watched it, I am going to do spoiler-free as much as possible. I'm going to discuss things Squid Game reminded me of, because I believe it was the original property. I don't think it was adapted from anything. So, enjoy the ad. So, Squid Game is the newest Netflix hit. South Korean drama that has broken the, I'm not going to say algorithm, I don't know if that would work, but in terms of broken the, it's the zeitgeist. It is a foreign TV show that is that everyone's talking about on the internet, because it was bound to happen eventually, where someone just came up with something so good it's undeniable. I'm gonna get to this later, because I don't want to like just put, say it's that, but it's not. It's and I'm not too familiar what I'm thinking it's reminding me of. So, Squid Game starts off with an explanation of what the Squid Game is, in that there's a squid-like field where there's people inside the squid and people outside the squid. This happens the first 2 minutes, so it's like, you have to, if you're an attacking player, you have to hop on one leg until you cross the squid's neck. So you have to get around you have to get around the squid body, and then you have to, then you're allowed to walk on two legs. So the objective of the game is to get to the squid's head after you make a lap around. Now, as with a lot of children's games that involve full body action, you can really like take it to advanced level and just beat up on each other. It's like I remember playing King of the Dock as a kid, and King of the Dock was obviously in the middle of a lake or a pond. Everyone gets battle royale off of like a small area, so everyone got pushed into the water, and that could have gone bad so many different ways. So with Squid Game, you're introduced to Gi-hun. Gi-hun is a man who's clearly made some poor decisions on a repeated basis. He's living with his mom in his 40s. He's divorced. Has issues. Now, you're introduced to other people in the first episode fairly interestingly. There's Sang-woo and I know I'm going to butcher her name in this moment. I'm very sorry about this. Byakbek. She is, you meet her, you're introduced to Sang-woo and her, but you don't meet them until later on. And I believe in the first episode. But the you're introduced to the Squid Game because you're introduced to Gi-hun first, and you realize he has debt problems on multiple levels. Then you're introduced to the guy who there has to be a film term for this, because there's always a guy who's the recruiter, who's the guy that tells you that there's a club that you can go to, or a thing you can sign up for, But after a really bad day, Gahoon meets this guy and says, hey, do you want to play a game with me? Which, by the way, horrible, like that's the new you're in a horror movie line, because that's Saw, that's this, that's, do you want to play a game with me? Like, I don't know, Escape Room probably had that line in there. Every serial killer that's talking to the cops, do you want to play a game with me? So, apparently there's this one game where if you have two pieces of paper, I don't know if they're paper or if it's an actual game that you could buy, but you have to slam the paper into each into the on the ground, and you got to flip them over with the so I don't know how much 100,000 won is, but let's say it's $100 for the purpose of this conversation. The show has this one moment where it's like Gi-hun tells someone, like, take this 10,000 won and buy an Americano. So I am going to use Starbucks pricing here and say that an Americano is about $8. So 10,000 won is $8. So when a guy comes up to him and says, do you want to play for 100,000 won a round? When he's broke, he's like, oh, I'll play. And Gi-hun doesn't have any money on him. So what the guy does is every time Gi-hun loses, he has to get a slap in the face. And this man slaps the shit out of him round after round after round, round after round, until he finally wins. And you know what he does? He said, I got to slap you now. And then, but that's not what they were playing for. So the guy stops him, hands him 100,000 won, and says, take my card. So, the thing that is interesting to me about Squid Game is it gets you to invest in the characters, because that's important. However, there's a lot of manga, and I don't know if there's any like dramas that are like outright like this, because Squid Game, I think it picks and chooses because I don't know if this is a trope, but like I think it's like considered a thriller, but the what kind of genre Squid Game would be, like horror thriller, where it's just like it's based on a contest, so it's very much Hunger Games, it's very much Battle Royale, it's it's really good. The second strength is just the simplicity of the games. There's no jigsaw, oh, you have to do this, you have to crawl through broken glass, shove barbed wire up your ass, and jump off a bridge and holding onto it as tight as you can. There's no that. The games are a children's game, so I don't want to spoil it, but obviously, Squid Game, I wasn't too familiar with that. It's not one of those things where, you look at, enough dramas and you're like, hey, do you remember the time that you played Squid Game as back in the day? There wasn't any, I haven't heard of it in that sense. However, the ones that you have heard of, it's, pretty, there was maybe a handful of games that were things I don't know what they were talking about, because there's this one great character who's an awesome character, by the way, that the kind of serves a purpose, but he's also, like, it's a great, there are so many great goddamn roles in this show that, that are just so well written, and even though they don't necessarily appear, like, a lot, but the, it's, yeah. Yeah, okay, so, like, there's this one guy who, he's in a situation, and he's doing the math in his head, so, like, what are my chances here, what are my chances are here, it's like, 2 to the 15th power, it's like, counts it off in his head, takes him a couple seconds, but he's like, 1 in 32,000, and he just goes nuts. He just says, fuck it. The great thing about this show is that I judge things based off whether or not I am surprised. There was one thing that I saw that I was like, all right, I know who he is. I don't know how, but I know who he is. Then, something happens in the second episode that really surprised me. I was like, okay, well, how's this gonna go? So, the other surprises that happened with me were the there's a plot that going on that that I was curious about because it was hard for me to like keep track of things. I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a main plot with everything going on and a B plot. The B plot is awesome in this because there's things going on that you are curious about. Now, trying not to spoil this. I'm sorry for all the dead air that you guys are getting. And I don't edit these out so that those stay in. But the thing that I would suggest to everyone is if you're watching it for the first time, like, just don't, for the most part, like, don't get attached to too many people, but don't have expectations, because just like this is a pure enjoy the ride, because it's well crafted, very well crafted. There's no all right, I might as well just start getting into, what the show is kind of reminding me of, because it is in that vein. The games that, I'm going to finish on this, the games are designed to end one way, and if you have knowledge of the games going into it, it's a lot better, but, games themselves are, they are, they're challenging, and they're only designed to work one way. So, when you compare it to an Alice in Borderland, which is way more fantastic, Squid Game is incredibly grounded. There's no, on top of things that you have to explain, there's no, just the games themselves are, important. With Alice in Borderland, there was the added layer of the cards, that there was no face cards. So, because, like, for those that don't know, Alice in Borderland was a show that came out either earlier this year or last year that was a Japanese show. It's based on a manga, and the show was about playing a game that, like, makes you ruthless. It's about individual games that aren't children's games, but the games themselves are more, all right, we have to figure out the rules. We have to figure out the rules of the game so that we can all survive. Well, and there's four types of games, so there's more of a variety. The Alice in Borderland is not better, but it's as good as Squid Game. Unfortunately, Alice in Borderland suffers from the problem that it's an adaptation, and Squid Game was built for TV. It was, they didn't have to, bust their ass to do anything crazy. Don't get me wrong, the sets in Squid Game are incredible. I think they use CG very sparingly. I'm not sure. I'm really curious to see, if they used a matte painting or they actually built a set that you see with all, the crazy colors and doors. But the sets are huge in Squid Game. It's got a Netflix budget. But Alice in Borderland has something going for it in that new characters get injected into the situation all the time. So you have the character, they don't get built the same way that they do in Squid Game, because you have people that are around a lot more in Squid Game. However, Alice in Borderland is very similar but very different, and I I would recommend it. So if you finish Squid Game, you're like, oh man, there's nothing else like it out there. There's nothing else like it. Start with Alice in Borderland. Now, the thing that I think is, from what I understand to be the best version of something like this, is Kaiji Ultimate Gambler, which is a manga that I believe has had several anime adaptations, but it's one of those manga that I don't think it has a story built into it. It's like one of those, it's like Detective Conan. Really? 40 years and you still haven't gotten, case closed? But the Kaiji Ultimate Gambler is about a guy who gambles, meets a very rich and powerful man, and then they make wagers, and then, but the games are, not necessarily life and death, but high stakes. And not just money either, but take that as you will. I haven't read that one. I haven't read Alice in Borderland. I watched Alice in Borderland. I have read, though, Liar's Game, which I think got a live action drama. I don't think it got an anime, but Liar's Game was, young girl gets taken in by a scam, sort of. She easily scammed, and so One of the world's greatest criminals happens to be walking by, and then she meets him, and she uses him to play the game, and he ends up competing. Now, I think Liar's Game finished, so I don't know if they're ever going to do something with it, but if Squid Game, because supposedly it's the number one Netflix show of all time, or it's on track to be. I don't know. Once you get into worldwide audiences, that number gets pretty big real quickly. So once you have all of Asia and America, and let's say South America too, watching something, that number jumps. Just jumps quickly. It'll leap from, once the multiple markets are in place, House of Cards or Stranger Things, things that no one really cared about, elsewhere. I don't know what how Stranger Things does over in Asia. I don't know how House of Cards did worldwide. But what I'm saying though is, if a TV show surpasses its market and goes global the way that this has, I mean, it's also dominating the water cooler conversation. Halloween's coming up, and I follow a lot of cosplayers. Squid Game was big, from fan art to people dressing up as sexy versions of the workers. So, do I recommend Squid Game? Yes. Go check it out. I also say Squid Game is a perfect version of what it was built for. Go check out, if you're going to read them, Liar's Game, Kaiji, or Alice in Borderland. If you're going to watch them, check out. I'm not going to recommend Liar's Game watching because I haven't seen it. I think it was a drama, but I'm not sure. Go check out Alice in Borderland. So if you, it's different, but it still hits hard because they still have certain. It's more fantastical, but go check out Alice in Borderland if you need a Squid Game fix. Peace.